To the adult eye, it might look like these seventh graders are just playing a computer game. They're at their desks, hunched over laptops, eyes darting around a virtual world. But this Minecraft is different than what kids play at home. The access is secure. Only the students and teacher can get in. And there are assignments.
Everybody here is working on the same world, just in different places.
That's Latham Johnson.
We have different projects we have to do. Like right now, we're going to start working on a mine, and we're going to have a mine cart leading to that mine so we can transport stuff back to our house.
That's a house that they build, and a mine that they also build. Minecraft is part of a semester-long exploratory course, which lets the school design the program.
We have more freedom within it.
John Clute Painter is the technology director. He teaches Mac Tech in the high school and this class. Here, students learn a little programming and engineering.
First project is just basic skills, and they're showing how to use redstone and creating inverters and clocks, and so pistons and the mechanics of those things.
What does redstone mean?
Redstone, let's ask a student.
Redstone is a property similar to electricity as humans use it.
That's Kara Newman. Her team is in the back of the room. Newman says they are working to reestablish their settlement to get more privacy from other students.
We used to live on the mainland, and we've moved to an island on the ocean that's full of more resources because where everyone is living is very drained out.
Resources like stone or iron.
So naturally, we're going to have to go elsewhere to find what we need.
Teammate Leah Kittums has been spending her time getting resources for the group.
Mostly I go into like caves, and some of them, they go down into like ravines, and that's where you will find the most resources.
Across the room, Sean Spiegelmeyer types on his laptop. His team is working on something different. They have spent a ton of resources on a quarry.
Instead of us spending the time mining for the resources, it does it for us.
How did you figure that out? Did you make something to mine for you, or was that like something that you found?
Make it. It's really expensive to make. Like, it costs a lot of diamonds and iron and a lot of resources. But when you make it, it's really worth it because it mines for you, and that's something that takes a lot of your time in Minecraft.
The curriculum for the course and instructional videos were created by Petersburg High School students. Junior Van Abbott helped put the syllabus together.
It really helps with creativity and problem solving because if something's not working, there's nothing to tell them why it's not working. They have to go and figure that out themselves, find the problem, and then modify it so it does work.
Abbott also helps maintain the server for the class. I ask him, as a junior in high school these days, how often do you use a computer?
We use it for everything, basically. Even math class, which is just paper and pencil, we use it because our textbooks are online.
For a few minutes, sure.
Back in the seventh grade classroom, Clute Painter sits at the front of the room watching the students work. He's monitoring all the computer screens, which are displayed on an overhead projector. He says there's a lack of computer science programs throughout the country and skilled graduates.
And so there's a real strong need, and everything now has programming running it. So it's another literacy to understand what's going on in the background.
This computer science course is the last class of the day, but that can be a little tricky. The teacher says they've found some students so engaged that they have to ask them to leave, which is a good problem to have. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.